Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing and ever so glad in it. We bless the Lord. Oh, glory to God. I'm just believing that many of the afflictions of the Lord delivers out of them all. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. Yes, his holy name. Hallelujah. God is so good. Don't ever forget it. God is good, and we bless his name. Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord. Got a couple of things just going on. Just going on. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. So much is going on. So much is just... I got a nevertheless. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And I will rejoice. We will rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes when you feel that you're giving things your all, and then you realize, nope, that's not good enough. You can do better than that. Hallelujah. God is good. God is truly good. And we thank the Lord for his mercy. We thank him for his grace, too. And we thank the Lord for his kindness. Yes, for his care. Yes, hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank him for his mercy, for his grace, for his love, his kindness, his peace, his joy. Hallelujah. And his faithfulness towards us. We give honor to God today. Yes, we do. For in him we move and have our being. We give honor to our Father this morning. Hallelujah. He's highly exalted. Oh, my God. I know you said that. Hallelujah. But yet, he knows everything that's concerning us. He perfects the things that concern us. Hallelujah. Thank him for sending help from the sanctuary. Thank him for his leadership and guidance and direction. And it just came to me. So often we ask God, we say, oh, Lord, you didn't help. You didn't ask. You just started doing and you didn't ask. Just like that. You did not ask. Let's remember and don't take it for granted. Trust in the Lord. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will indeed direct your path. Amen. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. He shall direct your path. Hallelujah. So we get busy being Mr. and Ms. or Ms. Fix It. And in the midst, we forget to stop and say, God, help me. You know, we just start doing. But in all our ways, my sisters and my brothers, acknowledge God. And he will direct our path. Be anxious for nothing. Woo! Oh my God, I felt that. For what God has called you, me, us, you, has been a sign before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. So he's very capable of taking care of his own. Just saying. So don't get all discombobulated. Stay close to him and let him instruct us as to what he will have us to do. And there are temptations out there, and people have so many sayings. And but God's word is true. God is real. We have to come to a place where we understand, well, after all, I have a mind and I can do whatever. Come on. Lean not to your own understanding, Margaret. Lean not to your own understanding. The one who sits you here. Seek him. He knows what he has planned for you to do, for me to do, before the foundation of the world. Just saying. Know that without a shadow of a doubt. Know it. Get comfortable in that. And that's why I said, came on this morning to ask God for the help, the wisdom for this day, every decision that must be made. I know how I am. So I just have to ask for an advance, a year in advance, for the authority of God. In advance. Whatever decision, whatever it is, I don't care. I'm a new. Whatever it is. Some people will go against that, but lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. God warned us to operate in authority, but according to his will. Don't let it get polluted. Let it stay covered and directed by God through the power of the Holy Ghost. We'll be all right. Just saying. Say, don't go there. You'll know not to go there. Do this. Be quiet. When people say, well, you need to be saying something, don't listen. Listen to God. Ask God to move it. Move it out of the way. Those temptations that seem like a little thing, a light thing, can become a major issue. And you know those moments, like, I know that. I know I should. I know. But you didn't trust God enough to do what he said. I'm just saying. Don't want to fuss with nobody. But we have to be so in tune to our Father. So in tune. Not to our voices and our will and our desires. But especially with, no, I'm not being too special. You're born again. You're saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost, will. Fire baptized, you're an ambassador from heaven on this earth. You must yield to the authority of the nation or the kingdom that you will found this thing. I'm just saying. And when he, and I'm talking about God, allow you to make a decision or say this, it's under his authority. Yes. Yes. We give honor. Hallelujah. To the Almighty God. He is alive. He is alive. He is alive. He's real. And he's not something from ancient days. That's just so many times before you are locked into time. He's not. Understand that. There are a lot of questions that I cannot answer. I believe with all my heart, if we slow down, feel in the appointed time, the set time, it will be manifest to you. I wish I could give each one of us a piece of thread. Has no value at all, but help to keep you focus in. Your life is like this, a piece of thread on a canvas or a piece of material, thread from a piece of material. But there are pictures, faces, trees, and some of us want to put our piece of thread where we want it, and it's out of place. It doesn't fit. It's out of place. Place. It's out of place. And that's why we have so many issues so often, because we want to be where we are not, have not been assigned to be. We want to lay something down before, in a place that it shouldn't be, and before it's time. Just saying. We can see that and get comfortable, not trying to impress people, but leading them not to to Christ. The scripture says in Ezekiel, God says all souls, all of them, every soul on this earth belongs to him. Yes. Well, I mean, what do you really think about that? When you realize that that if someone has done something to you, God knows, he sees. But now how are you going to handle it? Did you cause them to have the reaction towards you? You know, a lot of times we accuse people, but we don't stop and look at our own actions. Our own ways. So let's really focus in on pleasing God. And sometimes it just said, Lord, and I've said this before, you created us. You're the one that blew the breath of life into us. We're made in your image and in your life. Think about it, and you blessed us, and you told us to be fruitful and to multiply. as easy for us to hang on to our untruth than it is the truth. It's just amazing. Your creator, and even say he doesn't exist. And sometimes we who say that we're his children, our actions say that we are saying he doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's not let that be. Let's pray and ask God to really show us how to walk as children of the Most High God. Not faking it. Not mimicking someone else who we think. And you find out they have a lot of faults and then you don't like them anymore. And you talk about them squashing down and do all the immature things. Opposed to praying for them, not against them. Not from that place, but from a holy place, a righteous place. A loving place of parenthood. We have a lot of young ones coming up who have all kinds of skills and abilities. They haven't grasped hold to the reality of who God is or who they have been called, who has called them into a service for Him. So we have to pray for them, keep them guided. God will protect them, not with our foolishness and traditionalism, but the reality of God and His word. And I believe that we can truly make a difference in this world when we begin to walk as sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we don't have to beat ourselves and drum roll the world of fear. And no way, and I mean it just like, ain't no way, ain't no way, ain't no way God can be present and there's not a difference. I'm just saying, glory to God, thank you, Lord. No way on the face of this earth, no way. The presence of God, the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. World will know it. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the world is recognizing a lot of things that about now. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yes, the earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord. Yes, it is. You belong to God. Yes, you do. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, you're in a safe place. You belong to Him. So let's walk the children of light and not darkness. Maturing. Yes. Ooh, I felt that. Glory to God. Oh, yes, I did. Oh, my God. Walk as Christ would have us to walk on this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you see a person going through, you know, the scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. A set time, an appointed time. You still going through? What is it to you? Because apparently I'm not supposed to be close to you. Many. Yeah, I guess the disciples would have really had a rough time in this day and this age. Hey, Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God taking care of us through it all. Through it all. Through it all. Through it all. I have a young lady who's coming to my mind right now, and she's been really going through, and she's been trying and working with doing her work that God has called her, and I mean many things, but she's doing so much you never know it really when you see her. But she's going through, but she can't show the world that. She has to show the world that she's good. She's good. And the world is happy when you show them that. And not the brokenness and the pain that you're enduring. Because it makes people uncomfortable. And some people say, well, that ain't what God promised. The scripture tells us many of the things of the righteous for God and the rest out of them all. Just trust God. Be who you are. Be what it is at the moment and the time. No, but know for sure God got you. Doesn't matter what people say. God got you. If you go through, if my granddaughter says it's your own personal business, and sometimes that's how it has to be. You can't share. Isn't that something? You can't share with your brothers. Maybe it's because they'll begin to condemn you and say something is wrong with you. You're not praying enough. You're not doing this. It's a so-and-so and so-and-so, but you don't know what so-and-so and so-and-so is doing behind closed doors. You don't know what the makeup and the clothes are covered. Life is not a bowl of jelly. I guess that's what they call it. God is good, and I thank the Lord. Good morning, my darling sister. God bless you. You know, it's just amazing how we go about our time and we decide what it is, what it looked like. And a lot of people that's telling us these things, they're going through some things that are just maddening. But they can't let you know. They have to keep up that fun and that faith. And I wonder if that's a lie. You know, I'm not calling, I know people have to do, we have to do what we have to do. And you can't let everybody in because of man. But is that really a lie? But if you confess it to God and we wipe the tears and we go on through the day and people are happy and then they can burden you with their issues, but you have to keep that chin up and keep it moving. I don't know. We'll think about it. Someone has an answer to it. Just let me know. That's my thought. That's my little corner. You don't have your little corner, but that's just my little corner. I do thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his peace, his comfort, the Lord, for this time that he has allotted me. And I pray that I never take it for granted, nor be abusive with it. I honor the Lord with all my heart this morning. For truly he has brought me from a mighty long way. And this song, he'll never put more on you than you can do. It came to my mind. No, he'll never put more on you than you can do. He'll never put more on you than you can do. And above all, we remember that he loves us. And he cares. And he won't put more on you than you can do. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise your name. We thank you for peace today. from every area of our lives. Give us the system of nothing missing, nothing broken, wholeness and completion. We're resting in the knowledge, Father, that you are in control of everything. And you can truly just let go of it. Hallelujah. Casting our cares upon you, Father. Thank you. Knowing that you care for us and you perfect the things that concern us. We thank you, Father, for joining traveling mercy. We thank you for mercy on the job, the mighty God, the long, hallelujah, bless us in peace today, almighty God, in shalom. Thank you for allowing your face to shine upon us, almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love, Father. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, your comfort. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your love surrounding us, flowing in us, physical around us. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for being with us, comforting us, those that need comforting. Almighty God, filling our mouth with words, adequate words. Thank you for every decision that must be made. We still receive the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We'll know what to say when to say. Because we're living and depending and trusting in you. Thank you, Almighty God, for sending help from the sanctuary, protecting our streets, our community. Almighty God, Eridiosa. We thank you, dear God, and we glorify and we magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for covering our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, our parents, Almighty God. Oh, God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh God, we give you glory. We thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. 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 This is the day that you made, and we're rejoicing and we're ever so glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know you and you, more importantly, know us. Hey, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for perfecting Almighty God. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the assurance and the confidence. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our very present help. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Give us the call. Thank you for allowing us to have Almighty God. Hallelujah. Favor with you and favor with man. Every place that our name is God, let us have favor. Almighty God. And let us be kind. Let us, oh God, just demonstrate your love this day. Hallelujah. Let the kindness of the Almighty God flow through us. We know nothing but your kindness, God. We can share nothing but your kindness and your love. Oh, God, oh, God. We thank you for guarding and protecting. Oh, bless your wonderful name, your holy name. Thank you for taking care. Thank you, Almighty God, for making the crooked way straight. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for favor, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, favor with you and favor with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lead us and guide us. Open our minds of understanding. Oh, God. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Settle our spirit. Almighty God, we thank you. We praise you, Father, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father, and we bless your name. We praise you, Father, and we bless your name. Oh, meet every need, God. Thank you. Meet every need, Almighty God. Thank you. Oh, God, meet every need. Oh, stay the hand, Almighty God. Oh, God, it is your side. Come back in this day. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Only you can help us. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Only you can help us. Only you can save us, Almighty God. Our children, God. Oh, that's the coma. Turn it around, God. We need help in this nation, Almighty God. And only you can fix it. Oh, God, help us. Hallelujah. Thank you for God in this nation. Oh, under, over, and the four corners. Oh, God, we need you. Hallelujah. Only you can fix it. Only you can help us. Almighty God, if you help us, we indeed will be helped. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Oh, God, forgive us. Almighty God, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord God. I can't go any further asking for forgiveness for the sins that we have committed against me. Oh, God. Oh, Lord God, have mercy. Oh, as the people and as the nation. Almighty God, Almighty God, you see, God, turn it around. Turn the stony heart to flesh. Almighty God, remove the illusions, Almighty God. Oh, God, forgive us. Remove the hatred. Only you can remove it and replace it with love. Almighty God, only you, God. And love for you, Almighty God. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us, Lord. Let us older be a good example for the younger. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Strengthen us out of Zion. Hallelujah. Our trust is in you. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for sending us out of Zion. Bless your name. We read the scriptures, give us understanding and clarity, Almighty God. Oh, open our minds of understanding. Remove every area, Almighty God. Holy Ghost, illuminate. We thank you for it. Revelation knowledge. We thank you for it. Holy Ghost, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. But with a humble heart. Hallelujah. We can see. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. No, God. Let it be permanent, our Maker. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, what a privilege and an honor. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, God of God, the presence, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Seal of covenant, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Chariot of fire, Almighty God. Surround, remissful, Mighty God. You're more for than a gift. Rama Tabasi. Hallelujah. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, your holy city. I am a Sikusha. Rama Sikumaria. Rimisikumaria. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Last week, I felt we were trying to do something different, but God, Lord have mercy, God, yes, Lord, hallelujah, God, oh, Lord, God Almighty, it's so sad. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God. Glory to God. Ask that you continue to pray for Mother Dunlap and Minister Dunlap, her son. He, as I said, I think it was last week, a week before, he has come out of surgery. And he is faithfully caring for his mom, Mother Dunlap, and ask that you continue to give them strength, because neither one knew that they would find themselves in the place that they're in now. Excuse me. But God, through it all. Through it all, God. And as he will so often remind me, and he does, God's will must be done. Lord. Yeah, you can call those things that be not as though they were. But my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, God's will must be done. Sometimes we have to stand. And on the stand, God's will. Remember the thread. God's will must be done. Yes. Oh, God. And sometimes, so often, we have to be strong for one another. And sometimes we don't understand. But, Horatio, hallelujah. With you in the beginning. Beginning. And I just want to say something about this word. These letters, each one is a word. And the word Beresha. Every letter that makes up this word is B-E-R-S-H. Some spell it S-H-I-T, S-H-E-E-T. But each word, each letter has a each letter is a word, and each letter has a numerical value. And if you ever decide that you want to understand what it is, it's amazing. It's just breathtaking. This word consists of the words that it consists of. It is amazing. But anyway, and we'll learn when it changed. There were so many changes made by man, and as a result of man, actually, well, I'm not going to go into it. But anyway, it's a wonderful study. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Verse 26. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Same chapter. Oh, bless the Lord. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man. In his own image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. The crown of his glory. Every star, everything that is visible and invisible, God made it all of them. He is the one that has control over our infant, and our exit. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, good, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. God did it. Since the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them, and on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rests on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't see where he had to ask you or I anything. But now we do see where he brought the animals to Adam. And Adam, he gave Adam the authority to name each and every one. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the beauty of the garden? Oh, I tell you, sometimes I just think that I can't. It's just too awesome. I can't even imagine two Africans doing. Oh my! No. The sun is overheating. You're parching the body. The fruit. What a mango really tastes like. What the fruit that has been destroyed by man. What were they like? Oh, I mean, no headaches, nothing. Oh, no pollution, nothing. Blue, blue, the river flowing. Not afraid or intimidated. The animals, nothing. The birds, the bees. Oh my goodness. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Can you just imagine what it looks like? Sometimes it's just too hard to stretch that, to stretch our mind past all that we know and see pure perception. No aches, no pains. No aches. The only tears would be tears of joy. I don't know if there'd be tears at all. And then you can have a conversation. You can, converse with the Almighty God. Oh my Lord. What a smile. Pleasing, comprehend, totally dependent on it. I tell you, it's just amazing when you think about it. And I knew that God was in control. Absolute God. Oh, my Lord. But I thank Him and I thank Him His mercy in spite of all that we have done. His mercy and His grace. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. It's nothing in there forever. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Isaiah 43, starting at the 7th verse. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. I have formed him and I have made him for my glory. Eight. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this? And show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. For me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no true God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is none that can deliver out of my hand. John 17. I know you shocked. I said that on last week when I started reading this. I know you said, no, she's written. She's going to give a new testament. Oh, yeah. It's not about what I think. Mm-mm. Just moving. Just flowing. Just flowing. Just flowing. Just say something about my prayer. Mm-mm. Thank you. John 17:20. Hallelujah. Subtitle, Jesus' Prayer for Believers. Neither pray I for these alone, for them which shall believe on me through their word, that they may be one as thou, Father, art one in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and I have loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Let not your heart be troubled. If any doubt, as if you're in love and that you don't belong. You belong. You belong to God. Hallelujah. John 17, starting at the 20th verse. Hallelujah. Jesus, praise for you. Hallelujah. Glory. Be fruitful and multiply. Because your Savior lives, and He prays for you, and He's interceding on your behalf. Hallelujah, love, don't feel it. Don't be over anxious. Be confident. You have to read it and read it and read it and read it till the light come on. Read it and read it and read it and read it until the light come on and you say, I got it, I got it, I got it. I am love. I am love. Truly, God loves me. Hallelujah. And there's no love greater than the love of God for you and I, towards us. Hallelujah. His love for us, towards us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that gives us the strength to really walk as sons and daughters of God. So let's encourage each other to truly no artificial lighting. No tradition of men, but God. I said, oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. God. And remember, the scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is his Son, who gave his life for you and I. Pray for us. Hallelujah. Oh, you're loved by God. You're loved by God. You're loved by God. You are loved by God. Remember that. You are loved. You are loved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. My dear ones, nothing missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Wholeness, completeness. Hallelujah. This chapter, starting at the 24th verse, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, and in the confidence that you belong to God. And God loves you. Have a God-blessed day. Thank you.